And welcome. I'm so excited to have you guys here all together at the same time. I think this is the first call where all five of us have been together. So welcome. Lisa was asking, who's Allison? So I gave her the 30-second bird's eye view of where you are and what you're doing, and we'll all get to know each other way better when you share. So yeah. The way these calls work, I appreciate Allison and Jane both sent me stuff in advance. Unfortunately, Allison, the picture that you sent me, I will try to read it on my screen, but it is, when I printed it, I just went and printed it, it's completely blurred and I can't read it. It looks beautiful, 12-month strategic action plan.
That's no problem.
So if there's any other way you can do it again and resend it, maybe if you send it from your phone, sometimes it asks you, do you want to send this full size or shrunk down size? Send it full size, and that might do it.
I think we'll manage without that for the moment, if that's okay.
Fine. That's totally fine, and we could just talk through it. Okay, so we're here. What I'd like to do is start our time by going through a quick, you know, like a 30-second success, something that's happened. It could be something in your personal life, something in your business life, and every success, nothing is too small to be a success. So it may be just that you finished writing the first page of your ebook, whatever it might be, anything at all, because I want us to get in the habit of acknowledging ourselves for steps taken, because that's what propagates the next step and the next step and the next step. So we'll do that first, and this is just the short little, 30-second overview so we can all celebrate you, and then what we're going to do after one person shares, we're going to say congratulations, Jane, congratulations, Allison, or whatever is, you feel comfortable with the words, but just acknowledge that success, because I think it's just something that it helps that mindset piece. So who wants to start?
Well, I'm happy to start.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Lisa. Nice to meet you. I'm Alison from the UK, holistic doctor. Two successes I've really had in the last 24 hours. One is that you may remember, Rita Marie, that I sent you some graphics from somebody who did a really good logo for me back in the summer when she was just showing me what she was capable of. I wasn't even paying her. And then she went off on maternity leave before I managed to take action and say, yes, let's go for it. It just occurred to me the beginning of this week that she might not be taking a whole year's maternity leave. And in fact, she's back and she's going to actually replace my VA team in America, my VA, my two VAs in the UK, my web people in America, and also the people who I'm paying to write and upload blog posts for me at the current time.
Whoa.
So instead of having all those five different teams, I'm trying desperately to manage, but getting completely overwhelmed with just knowing who to send what to when. She is going to manage all of those, and she'll, because I know her, she really gets me as a person. So she understands me. She picked up a glitch with the Coaches Console website, whereby you click a button on my main homepage and it takes you straight to the unmade Coaches Console website, which isn't even supposed to be open to the public yet.
Wow.
Because it's got test text in it about being a coach and stuff, she can't believe that my expensive online business manager in the US didn't pick up on this and doesn't get what I'm saying, and I said I thought that she could have changed that typing off her own back, but she can't. But so Stacey is going to be doing all of that work for me, and I had an hour-long session with her this morning.
Yay.
And she's also going to pull together all of my, I've got websites hosted on three different sites. I've got URLs on three different sites. And she's going to pull them all together and manage them from one particular site that also promotes people and has teleseminars and things, and will be interested in interviewing me as well. So that's
really
cool.
Fantastic. Congratulations. That's awesome. Because when you can feel confident that you have health and that you're organized and you have competence, you can trust and let go, that's phenomenal. So thank you. So anybody want to acknowledge Allison, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yay, Allison. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, that's
she's also
awesome.
A graphic
yeah.
designer.
Congrats.
She's going to do my logo. She's going to do the logo for my courses and things, and the header and my social media profile.
And she'll put, tie them all together, and it'll be reflective of you, because yours is just not there right now. It just doesn't. It doesn't reflect who you are. When I look at that
no,
website, I go, ugh. Yeah. So
and
great.
Then
yay.
Know,
I'm so excited.
Sharing it. So it's really exciting.
Yay.
And the second success is that I've had a 2-hour long meeting with my accountants this afternoon over in Eastbourne. And fantastic. The new software that we're using for accounting, which is online, they've shown me how I'm going to be completely paperless, and we can even get the people who send me invoices to send them directly to an in-between who will just load it straight onto this software.
Fantastic.
So, and we can also, I can also issue my invoices from within this software, and it's just, he's also suggested this amazing thing, which is just so obvious. It says, he suggested that I make my payments on the 30th of the month after I receive the invoices for everything.
You know, this really reinforces for me how important it is to really be careful in choosing people to help you, like really to get a sense of it. Because a lot of times we get people to help us that don't, you know, they're not proactive, they're not looking at ways to make us more efficient, et cetera. So I think that's, this is a really good example of that, where you're paying a lot of money to these services, but they were just like worker bees, not really pulling the whole thing together for you. And that's what's really helpful, is when somebody sees you and sees your vision. So thank you. I think we'll move on. Who should we move on to? Let's move to Steph. Or who wants to go next? Okay, Steph.
Okay, I'll go. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually think it's kind of an accomplishment just being here. I had a pretty serious, I was so sick last week, and the only reason why I got on the plane is because they wouldn't refund my ticket.
Oh, no, yeah. But you're feeling better.
So, I am feeling better. So the day after I got here, I started to feel better. And it was bad. That's all I'm going to say. It was bad.
Did you have a flu, or what did you have?
It was like vomiting and diarrhea.
Oh.
And I had looked after Jasper.
The queen gets a little taste of her own stuff, so pray tell,
yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah, so I looked after Jasper for a full week with this. So he had it for 7 days, and we were in the hospital because I couldn't keep him hydrated, and it was bad. But then after he got better, I got it. But I only had it for about 3 days, and then I got on the plane.
Well, you're brave.
Because I'm cheap.
There you go. Cheap comes in handy sometimes.
Yeah, but it's sunny here, and it's nice. And but so, on the advice of Jane, and after a conversation with Jane, I'm going to change some things about how I'm running my business and my life in general. And I've drafted up a new schedule for myself, which I would like to share with you guys.
Okay. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to do that when we have a longer go-around? So that's exciting.
I can send you guys a PDF of it or something, but basically it includes a little bit of time to actually think about how I want my day to actually go. It includes dance party breaks. I have 4 dance party breaks scheduled. I have blocks of time where I'm actually just working, and there's going to be no email, no answering the phone, no answering the door. I don't
care.
Power
hours, right? Like we talked about last time, the power hour. Perfect.
So, I've got a total of like 4 different power hour kind of sections, but one of them is just my study block after Jasper goes to bed. And so I've got limited email answering time and social media time, so I'm not going to have that creeping into my, I'm just going to turn it off.
Yes, definitely.
And I feel really, really good about this plan.
Yes.
Yeah, it includes exercise, and it includes focused work. So, yeah, that's my accomplishment.
That's an awesome accomplishment. I love it. I love it. Structured time is something that I think we all, because we're such doers, we're such go, you know, we're go, 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 and we want to get a lot done, we don't tend to be willing to take those break times, like a dance break, right? Or doing 50 minutes of work and then 10 minutes of whatever you want. We think we're going to get more done. But in reality, you get more done when you take the breaks because you feel refreshed and recharged. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Awesome. So
thank you.
Lisa or Jane, who wants to go now? Oh, yeah, give her, give her some acknowledgement. Everybody.
Great job.
Yay. Well done. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, so glad. I'm so glad you're here because I was concerned when Lynn said you weren't feeling well, that you weren't going to make it. But then she said last night, Steph got on the plane today. I'm like, ah, yay. So in a couple of days, yay. I can't believe it. Two more days. Don't even talk about it. Okay, so Lisa.
Well, I'm, you know, getting back on track because I had some personal issues, and so I'm happy for that. But I had a new client that started with me on Sunday, and he's a weight loss client, and he would like to lose 20 kilos, and he's in his early 20s and just starting off his career, so I've scaled down my pricing, and I'm okay with that because I'm going to use the time to make a lot of templates for other weight loss people that may be on 3 or 6 months programs with me, because that's what I'm trying to develop anyway, is 3 and 6 month programs.
So what did you sign him up for? Did you sign him up for 3 or 6 months?
I signed him up for 3 months. I told him he probably needs 6 months, and we're going to look at it again in 3 months. I should have probably signed him up to 6 months right then, but at least I got him to sign up for 3 months. It was my blockage, you know. I have a hard time asking for that.
But this is big, though, for you, Lisa, because you've been doing those 4 week, let me just do it for 4 weeks and charge you nothing and then spend 3 months with you giving you my heart.
Yeah.
Right? So, this is a huge accomplishment. So, don't be hard on yourself that you didn't go for 6. You set the expectation with him that you're going to recheck in at 3, and then you making an offer for the next 3 months is not going to come out of the blue and as a shock, and he's not going to say, well, you told me 3 months. Perfect.
Yeah, no, so that's what I wanted to share. And,
congratulations! Yeah. I'm excited for
Yay!
You.
Awesome.
And by the way, I wasn't picking on you telling, you know, your story about, you know, paying, having them pay for a month and giving them
No, but it's true.
Because that's what we all suffer from. We are all those gifts. Maybe Jane, Jane does it too. I was going to say, Jane, you come across as you have better boundaries, but in reality,
I don't.
The same thing.
Yeah.
I think you've done the same thing, because I remember you telling me when you first started doing the Master of Enrollment that somebody said to you, is that all? You should be charging more. Remember that?
Yep.
And when a client tells you that, you know you should be charging more. All right, so Jane, now with that, you're up.
So my two accomplishments were completing the assessment. Pretty complete. And then getting my logo done.
Yay! And it's beautiful, by the way. Did you go with, I remember you posted it, I can't remember if it was Facebook or an email or whatever, but with the leaf?
Yeah, it was 5 leaves and I cut it down to 3 because the foundation, I've been getting messages, kind of like spiritual messages, is the foundation of the whole business. I have to set the foundation in the Trinity, whatever that means, and it's the link between all, and the link in all spiritual foundations, and it's an interesting progression that's come along. So yeah, it is that little world with the 3 little leaves on the side with the vine.
Nice, I like it.
Yeah. And that kind of came with the vine and the leaves, because the thing with like Saint Patrick and his 3-leaf clover, and he would carry that around with him. So it's kind of an interesting thought behind it. Just kind of in all this information since our retreat, because a couple of you, I've talked about this already, is that a lot of that information about the Trinity and how the body heals in that cycle of three, I'm trying to instill in the basis of the business. It's a kind of an unseen thing.
Yeah, like you're not going to have that be in your marketing words, but it'll be in the everything that comes out around it. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay, Jane! Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, can you send that, Jane? Do you have like a PDF of that you can send? Can you email that to me or to us or?
Yeah,
we'd
love to
see
the what you finalized on.
Yeah. Have I not? I guess I didn't post it.
If you posted it to Facebook, it's hit or miss with me on Facebook because I go on when my phone happens to beep at me and says there's a new Facebook thing, but I miss 95% of what goes on Facebook.
Most
of the stuff on our group I see, but it may not be for days.
I will send it
especially now since I'm so busy.
Yeah, that would be great to
see
it. And also your stuff, Steph, your new action plan for life.
Yeah, it's really quite good. Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So let's say then now I want to acknowledge all of you for accomplishments. And it's really huge when you can make accomplishments and you can not discount your accomplishments because that's what we tend to do. Well, it was just a little thing. But I didn't climb the whole mountain. I only climbed, the first peak, right? And we're building a business. It's like climbing a mountain, right? And you should be celebrating every triumph along the way. So thank you for doing that. So what I would like to do is see who would like to start, and we'll do about, 10 to 15 minutes each, whatever you need, and just get an idea of what you need help with. I know that Jane and Allison sent me stuff, but who wants to start?
A good question on what I need help with. Essentially, I need a kick in the ass. and some real deadlines. It's always been a challenge for me to work from home, always. And I've always been more productive being at like a bricks and mortar place and working with others where I had deadlines and pressures and, I had to meet a goal. So like I'm facilitating our strategic planning committee at church. Well, I have a goal because I had a meeting. I had to present that at a certain date. So that was a goal. So then I kick into action. This kind of stuff, I have a really hard time. I'm pretty good self-starter. I'm a really good, I've got the ideas, I've got everything, but getting it down on paper, like getting it from my thought process written down on paper, I'm having a hard time with that kind of translation. What's interesting is I'm thinking my daughter actually, she was kind of, and I don't know if I try not this to be an excuse or anything, but I remember my daughter had a borderline learning disability with the exact same thing, and I never really equated it until now that maybe I'm having the same problem getting it on paper because it's not easy for me to write. But once I'm in the flow, then it comes out really, really easy. And then the other thing dealing with is that now that, like I'm in this stage 3 adrenal fatigue, is that, causing some of this, brain stuff going on where I just can't concentrate real well. So I have these bursts, oh my gosh, when I was at, right after when I left our retreat, I had 2 weeks that was fantastic and I got a ton of stuff done, and then I took a trip and then I was toast. And I think part of that is the adrenal fatigue. So I'm hoping that the regimen that I've got in for this adrenal fatigue works, but I also know that it's kind of weird because I know I'm a self-starter, but at the same time, there's times when it works really well and other times when I just can't get anything done.
So deadlines work well for you.
So there's
real deadlines and there's artificial deadlines. So let me just say what an artificial deadline would be. You promised Steph and I that you're going to have us an outline of your program by next Friday. Okay, that's more of an artificial deadline because it's like we're not going to come with a whip and beat you up. You don't have people waiting at, you know, you don't have an event that you're leading. It's more of an artificial deadline. Do you respect those sorts of deadlines or do you need a real deadline?
I need a real deadline. I do not respect artificial deadlines.
Right. Okay, so we're going to give you some real deadlines. Okay? I want you to pick a date that you're going to do, you're just going to do a webinar or teleseminar that's something that's related to something you have to get done. And that you tell people announce it.
Well, that's the whole thing is the announcing. I think if I announce, really truly announce this next cleanse that I have next month, it will probably kick me in the booty to do it.
Okay, then announce it. And here's how you can announce it if you're not exactly sure. I'm doing a cleanse. You write to everybody. You have a decent-sized list, right? A couple of thousand people on your list?
No, I don't have that big of a list. In fact, I haven't even communicated with my people yet. So I don't even know what kind of a list I have right now.
So you need to start just writing to them. And instead of announcing the cleanse at first, just start announcing, like, a teleseminar that you're going to do. Just start doing it. And help you to create some content that's going to be lead gen for the cleanse.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely in just this planning stuck mode, that I'm in this planning mode forever.
Yeah, you just make a deadline and you announce it. And you can even not know. My first cleanse, I decided I was going to do a cleanse that was going to be after Christmas. I wanted it to be the first week after Christmas or after New Year's. And I didn't know how I was going to do it, what I was going to do, what platform I was going to do it in. I sent out an email. I had a constant contact list of about 600 people. I sent out an email, and I said, hey, I'm going to be doing a cleanse. If you're interested, I knew how to do an opt-in. I think somebody made an opt-in page for me at the time. If you're interested in getting an early announcement and special pricing on it, you know, just put your name here. Oh, yeah, because I had constant contact. So I had constant contact, just collect it and somehow mark them, right? So I did that. And as it got closer, I would say, I have to do this cleanse. And I ended up doing the cleanse on, you know, I announced the cleanse on December 31st, and I started it on January 6th. I said, I don't care if I have five people in it. At least I'll have something to do to create this stuff, this strategy. So that's what you do.
Right.
You just pick up, maybe write a couple of warm them up emails to this group, or say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a really long time. I'd really love to connect. You know, come on this call that I'm having on whatever. So I could tell you a little bit about what I'm doing, my Boomy Health. I'm really excited about all this and how I'm going to tie this stuff together. We're going to be doing a cleanse next month. I'd love to connect. Just get on this call and let's chat. Let me fill you in and you can tell me what you need.
Okay.
Right. And then you just do it and you pick a date that's close in to do it. So if you can send out an email, let's just say Monday, make the date of the thing the following Monday. That's also going to give you some languaging. You can get these people. The ones that show up are the ones that you know are going to be the most, like, dedicated. And you can say, what is it that you're looking for? This is what I'm thinking about. What kind of help do you need? What are some of your biggest health challenges?
Okay.
And then you get their languaging, and then you can use what you find out on that. Make sure you record it, get it transcribed. We just found a new transcription service called Rev.com. They'll get you a transcript within 24 hours, and they're good. And you just send your recording off to them. They will transcribe it, and then you can pick out, oh, look what Janie said over here. I love that language. And then you start using everything they say on your sales page and on your cleanse materials and on the emails that you're sending out to get these people into your cleanse.
So wait a minute. Explain this transcription thing again. How do you use it?
You make sure you record your call and you have an MP3 file, and they have a website, and they even have an app on the iPhone. Like if you were to be recording something in like one of our retreats, you can just send it to them and you'll have it the next day. And so you send them the MP3, and they will send you a transcript of every word that was spoken on that.
Okay.
Right? And the Q&A pieces can be gems, major gems. So So come up with a few questions that you're going to ask them. Like, what is it that you need in your languaging? Because part of it might be that you don't really feel like you know what people are looking for. Like, who's your target audience? Mm-hmm. What are they looking for? So you could just get on there and say, hey, I want to tell you what I'm up to. I'm maybe doing this cleanse. I have these ideas. I'm working with this Ayurvedic thing. And you just kind of do a nice little chatty email. And why don't we just get together on this phone call, on this date? Maybe you'll get a half a dozen people. Maybe you'll get 3 dozen people. Who knows? But you will get some people showing up.
Yeah, I think so, because my clients are reaching out.
Yeah, they're going with it.
My old clients.
Yeah. So you say, look, I've been out of touch, and the reason is there's all this amazing stuff brewing, and I want to share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And people keep writing to me and asking me, what's up, Jane? And I want to share it, and I'm going to make an announcement on this call of what's up with me.
Okay.
And then you can, you can share with them your logo. I mean, you can just do all kinds of great stuff.
Okay. I was kind of testing that out, actually, on Facebook a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And I got some interesting responses.
Did you do it in general on Facebook or just in our group?
No, I did it on my personal Facebook page, and I did my cleanse on me last week, and I posted, wow, I lost, 6 pounds, I said something like 6 or 8 pounds in 5 days. You want to know how? And then that's what everybody, I was just kind of curious how many people would pick up on it because I was running this, I'm currently running a cleanse this week with a group, small group, and So I got hits, and I'm like, oh, okay, so that was a good one.
you create curiosity. You can do that in your email, too.
Yes.
I just lost, instead of saying I'm working on a cleanse, I just lost, this whatever, 6 or 8 pounds in 5 days. Would you like to know how? I'm working on a program where I can help you. I can help you, too, to do the same thing. Come on this call and find out more. So it's kind of like an informal preview call. You're not going to make an actual offer and ask them for money. You're just going to get them warmed up and explain to them a little bit about what's going on, get some of their languaging so that when you write to them and announce it, you're using their words. So ask them, what's the biggest pain that you're having right now? What's the biggest struggle? And then if you feed them back their words for the struggles, a bulleted list, you may be feeling the, and you just put their words in. They're going, oh, my God, she read my mind. Well, no, she didn't really read your mind. I asked you directly, and you told me, but they don't remember that.
Right.
And then they get that creates a connection with you and them. That like, oh, man, she's really good. She knows exactly what's going on for me. So if she knows exactly what's going on for me, she's probably able to help me. So
I can do that.
To a date that you're going to do it and commit to us, the four of us, the five of us, four of us, and yourself.
I'll tap into my list. Let's see, I got to get, what's today? What date are we on? 15. Oh, it's tax day.
Yeah. But you and I are going to get that because the other guys are they're all international. So
I know. I don't even open up. I'll open up my email account. I'll get that running by Monday, the 21st, and then I'll run. What's the best night of the week to run those calls?
Tuesday, Wednesday are usually the best.
Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll tap into my list. Is it best to do like just send out an announcement and do it right away, or send out a couple announcements?
I would send out a couple, up to three, and do it within a week to a week and a half.
Okay, so I'll set up my email, my first email out on the 21st for the first call on the 28th.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yay! And, make sure you announce it on the thing. We'll all come and support you if you want us to, assuming we can. But, announce it on the Facebook group, and you'll get some support.
Okay. Well, and I'm running a cleanse 2 weeks after that, so I need to do it anyway.
Oh, so then you just say, you can make an offer. I'm running a cleanse.
Yeah, I can make an offer because I have a, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you have some, but don't let that hold you back that you have to have a sales page or something. You say, hey, if you're interested, email me, and we'll get you set up. We're doing it.
Yeah, it's never. It hasn't helped me back to have a sales. I don't even have a website. Okay.
Okay, good. So then.
And I'm still doing these cleansers.
Yeah. So just have them email you or something, or you know, text you, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. But don't.
Okay.
Yeah, and just sign them up informally, and you get it going.
Okay.
Great.
Sure. Yeah, no, there's. It's been really nice because this particular cleanse that I'm doing this week, I've got like Tracy and Cassandra, and Steph. These guys have been on my calls and listening and giving me feedback, which has been really nice. So that's kind of what I'm doing these next two cleanses for. Is just one of my nervous things is. Teaching to other experts, you know, in the same field. And so I'm trying to get over that with this particular cleanse to have more confidence.
Well, you've got three people then. They're helping you with that because they're
absolutely
very knowledgeable, so they can certainly give you that feedback and the confidence. But, you know,
yeah. Yeah. Great. Okay, thanks. Great. This is helpful.
Great. I want to say one more thing, though, about what you said about the lack of motivation and this and stuff. And, yeah, it could be related to adrenal fatigue. Your dopamine levels may be low, and they often go low with adrenal fatigue because of that connection. You know, tyrosine, you're in sympathetic mode. You've used up a lot of the tyrosine precursors. A couple of things you might just try and see how it works. The amino acid tyrosine, making sure that you're also taking P5P with it, B6 to P5P.
Taking what?
P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. That's a version of B6. We'll get all that information in May when we do those calls. But, P5P is the activated form of B6, and B6 converts tyrosine into dopamine. So you may have dopamine deficiency. And I don't know if you've done your 23andMe's to know if you have any of those SNPs that would predispose you to that when you're under stress. So you might look at that. There's an herb called Macuna pruriens, and it's got L-DOPA in it, which is the direct precursor to dopamine. So you might look at that. You
can what is that again? How's that spelled?
M-A-C-U-N-A. I-E-R-E-N-S. I don't remember the exact spelling, but if you Google it, they'll be able to tell you. Yeah?
Can I? So M-U-C-U-N-A, P-R-U-R-I-E-N-S.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome for adrenal fatigue, awesome for dopamine deficiency. And if you're going to take if the tyrosine does work and you end up doing it long-term, you want to also add some 5-HTP because long-term supplementation with the tyrosine it has a biochemical reaction on the serotonin pathway. Short term for a test, you don't need to do that, but if it says, wow, this is working and you're going to do it for a few months, you may want to add a little bit of 5-HTP, like 50 to 100 milligrams.
Okay. That helps. I know that I have genetic issues in this area, and I think I've had it for a very, very long time. I was on Prozac for almost 20 years, so...
Yeah, you might just start with, given that what you just told me, I would say start with 500 milligrams of tyrosine twice a day, morning and mid to late afternoon, 50 to 100 milligrams of 5-HTP, generally best at bedtime, and then 25 milligrams of P5P, the pyridoxal 5-phosphate form of B6.
Okay.
Okay.
Just one. That's once a day. That P5P.
Yeah, you can do it once a day. Oftentimes, I have people do it at bedtime with the 5-HTP, but I don't think it much matters.
Okay.
It doesn't interfere with sleep if it's a B vitamin.
Not B6. It actually helps because it helps too with the conversion of the tryptophan to serotonin to melatonin.
Okay.
And it's also involved in so many of the hormone pathways. Yeah, you don't want to give B12 at bedtime. You certainly don't want to give B1, 2, or 3 at bedtime. But B6 you can.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So who's next?
Mine's pretty easy, I think.
Okay,
let's go with Steph.
I'll go next then.
Well, let's go with Steph because she spoke up first and then she said it's going to be easy.
Yep.
So let's go for that and then we'll go for you. Okay.
Let's go for easy.
I like to go for easy.
Yeah, I want to go for easy.
Easy button.
Yeah, I love that thing. I have asked my video guy to stop doing video for me and to do some other jobs instead, and I've replaced him. And he was also doing my newsletter, and I've asked him to not do my newsletter, and I'm going to let Anshal and the team of people at Outsourcing Services do my newsletter for me.
Okay.
So it gives me an opportunity to have a look at my newsletter and figure out what are the important things to have in there. I have some stuff in there that doesn't even exist anymore, like the free session and my friend Chrissy doing her Pilates. I would like to have it well thought out. Of course, they're going to redesign some banners and stuff for me, too.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping to get some advice from anyone here about what to have in my newsletter. I'm pretty committed to sticking with the video and a recipe, and but yeah.
Okay. So video and recipe is awesome. You know, your personal note should stay. You always have that.
Right.
I'm happy to pull it up because I just saw your email come in, your newsletter come in overnight. let me find it.
I like that you do an article each time.
Yeah.
Cool. So some people read that, hey?
I always read your articles. So I like your personal commentary at the beginning, and then you have your link to your video, right? Welcome to the first of three-part series. So this is a video, right? The second part? Bifidum advantages, then there's an article, then there's a recipe. You know, I personally like your newsletter.
Okay.
I like the way it's very simple. It clicks them over to get more information elsewhere, except for the personal note, obviously. You click them to get the video. You do a nice little blurb on it. Click here for more info. You get them interested, and you go, oh, I better click. Got to find out more. The recipes, of course, everybody's going to click on. And then I like the three little things you have. If there's something there that you don't do anymore, then you have to take that out. But I do like that you have those three little things there that take them, and those can also be, those can be rotated. Those can be to, oh, I'm doing a teleseminar on gut bacteria. So you'd have a little blurb on that. Always have. So what's the thing about the consultation you're not doing anymore? Why are you not doing the consultation anymore?
I am doing them. It's just a few months ago I changed to having like an investment for it, like a small investment, instead of doing it for free.
Okay.
And this week is the first week that I noticed that it said for the past several months, when it wasn't even true, click here for a free consultation. And so I hope nobody clicked on it. Because then it would have been, like, not free.
yeah, got it.
Right, so, yeah, just stuff like that,
you can certainly get a fresh new look that matches your website.
Right.
You want to be consistent. You want to have the banner on your newsletter be consistent with your website. You can have a slight little tweak to it because it's the newsletter, but something where they all, like, fit together as a suite.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what they're doing, which I think is going to be great.
Yeah, but otherwise, flow-wise, I personally like your newsletter.
Okay, so the flow is good. Just add some upcoming events and make sure that those sections are relevant. Is that
right?
Kind of it?
Right. I would say have at least one of these boxes at the bottom be an upcoming event. One of them should always be your thing, but you could change that each week, right? You can just say something a little bit different. You know, spring is in the air. Bikini season's coming soon. I want to you know, or Easter just finished, and, you know, there's kind of people get overgrowths of gut bugs from all the candy. Click here to find out more. So you can track them in, and you can play with different pictures and different things and track them. So make that a trackable link. So that you can find out, like, oh, this week I said it this way and two people clicked it. And this way I said it and 500 people clicked it. Wow. So you learn a whole lot about what your audience wants just by watching what they click.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I can just change the wording. That makes sense.
Yeah, and you just change it, make it a little different so people don't get bored with, oh, that's the same old, same old.
Right, yeah, because they're not really reading it because it's always been there.
Because it's always the same. You know, so if something jumps out and the pictures are different, and you can rotate them. You don't have to have an endless supply of pictures. You do this every week or every other week?
Every week.
Every week. So, you know, you can rotate them. You can have 6 weeks worth of pictures and then you rotate them again. You can have 6 weeks of headlines, 6 weeks of different ways that you're going to say it, and then you just rotate them. And when you do six, what's this, factorial six or whatever you do that, the possible combinations are much larger because you've got 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1 number of combinations. So that would give you, you know, half a year's worth of, or maybe not quite, but quite a long time's worth before they would ever see the two together again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the whole thing would be different. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So if you have six different pictures and 6 different phrases or 8 different pictures, whatever number it is, then that's going to last you a year practically because of all the different permutations. And, of course, something new may come up that you're going to throw it in, right? Something seasonal, and now you add to your repertoire of stuff. So don't feel like you have to have a whole bunch of stuff. Just start switching it out, but not you don't have to switch it out every time. And then you have this stuff, and you can actually, you know, you got sophisticated, do a random number generator that would randomly put two of them together. But, yeah. But that way people would see. So you're saying you don't do this Chrissy thing anymore?
Well, Chrissy's been not doing a lot of new videos, so I've had the same video up for quite some time. And I really did want to support her because she has in the past sent me some clients. I like to use her videos for my longer programs for people who are working with me.
So here's a thought. You can have one of these boxes be the upcoming events box. One can be an affiliate promotion, and one can be a link to your strategy session.
Cool. Okay.
And the affiliate promotion can change
kind of
all the time. You know, like when you had that bot thing, if you felt comfortable putting that in there, I just sent out some stuff about the Food Revolution Summit's coming up. You know, you could just put a little blurb about the importance of having safe food. Click here to find out more and then send them
I'm
there.
Totally gonna do that.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's tons of those opportunities to get them on, you know, whether it's a free summit, whether it's a new video you found on YouTube that you really loved. So make one about somebody else, another resource of somebody else's. But if it's somebody you're going to send people to, make sure you set up an affiliate relationship so you get some profit from it.
Okay, yeah, I don't have that with Chrissy, so... Yeah, but yeah, that makes sense because there are things I'd like to recommend, like summits, and yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
okay.
So just put them in there. And I like the way you've structured it. I like your newsletter way better than mine. Mine has been in a limbo of being restructured for a long time. We used to have a very sophisticated newsletter and it got to be overwhelming to maintain. But this structure is very nice. You know, get a fresh look to it, sure, because people will start to, you know, people, when you freshen things up, people pay attention.
Okay.
I also think that when you put your little social media icons on that background, I think it gets lost.
Yeah.
So I would put them above the background, and I would make them all different colors the way they typically are, like, you know, whatever the typical Facebook color is, whatever the typical Pinterest color is, and make them different colors so they stand out. Those are the only things I would suggest.
Yeah, that makes sense, because right now there's just no social media kind of presence at all.
Yeah, and it's hard to see them mixed in with that green stuff. And it's hard to tell. And I would put a direct call to action by your social media. Like this, please share it. Feel free to share this with people that you think will like it. They're the wealth. You know, click here. Or specifically, click on one of the social media links to share this with your friends. Share this great information with your friends. Don't be afraid to pat yourself on the back. Or this life-changing information, this empowering information.
Okay, but yeah, I can definitely.
Yeah, they do it. When you say click this, send this to, sometimes I'll say send this to three people. They go, oh, send it to now, which three people should I to? But if you just have the links there, but you don't give them any direction, they're not going to do anything with it.
Right. So just send this to someone you care about.
Send this to someone you care about. Anybody you know suffering from, you know, gut bloat, send this link. I would love to share all this great information with them. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Cool.
You can do this. Yeah, you're already on the way. So I hope that was helpful. Anybody else have any suggestions for Steph for her newsletter?
I would just keep it simple. I like the things when you on your newsletter where you're personal.
Yeah.
Like you're writing a note to me.
Yeah.
Right. I think less text is better, but that's my personal opinion. But.
Yeah, that's why the personal note's the only thing that's lengthy. The others are. You know, if you can think about how you can shorten some of these others if you wanted to, taking Jane's point, when you have text that goes more than four lines, you know, possibly to a fifth line if that's partial, it's overwhelming to the eye to see. So split things into paragraphs if it's going to be more than four lines.
Well, Sandy doesn't know how to do that. But I know that these guys are going to know how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's good to know. So four lines is kind of the visual limit kind of thing?
It is. And like fifth, you have to sometimes go a little bit longer or a little bit shorter just because. But like here on this book, welcome to the first of the three-part series on what probiotics don't want you to do. In this video, we focus on bifidus for the balance. And then I would go to a new paragraph. See this week. Any call to action has to be out of the main paragraph. And either bolded, underlined, highlighted, something, so people see it. Because if they're scanning the page, they're going to see the bold. They're going to say, oh, see that? Click on the video. Click on my picture. It would be great if you can figure out how to put a little arrow over that so it looks like it's a video. And you could do it by taking a screenshot of your actual video. Screenshot,
funny,
you know,
that
screen
is the
capture.
Link to the video.
What's that?
Just the link that is the link that Vimeo, the video. I mean, that's the video.
That is the video, but they don't give you the little thing over it, huh?
No, yeah, it's just that's what it looks like when it's embedded, I guess.
Oh, interesting. I'm surprised they don't put the, because you want it to look like, it looks like just a pretty picture, right? Because sometimes you see them in the email where they have that little arrow over the middle of it, so you know it's a video. You know it's not going to play there, but some
or
people
just are just a little icon. A little icon, video icon.
Yeah.
I could choose a frame that makes it really obvious. Like some frames of the video look like it's a video.
You could
like
have
you
a video looking frame if you can find a frame to put around it. You put the video, the picture in. So you have the ability to take that picture and put it in something like Canva.
I don't want to add too many steps to that. I don't want to add too many steps to this because it's every week and it's going to.
But if you have OSS do it, you just say every week
when
I give you this picture that goes with the video, I want you to make it look like a video and put a little one of these arrows over it.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't even have to give them. I just give them the Vimeo link, so that's the automatic. Like, I don't give them a picture of anything.
So the Vimeo link takes this from. Let me click on the link. I'm going to click it. It goes to your website to see it to play it.
But it's actually all of that is being done by Vimeo. So Vimeo, the whole thing is just being done with this one reference number to Vimeo. That's how it's on my website, and that's how it's on the newsletter as well.
And somehow, see, I'd want to see behind the curtains to see what's really going on there to let you know. But you can certainly ask them if they know this. I say copy link location, That just takes me to oh, it takes you right to that page directly.
Yeah.
What the probiotics company don't know. Interesting. But what is it? Is that what you put in your post? You put this code, or is there an embed thing?
So it is embedded. Are you on Vimeo, or are you on my website?
I'm on your Vimeo page where it's this. Oh, no, it's stephjackson.com, what the probiotic companies don't want you to know,
yeah,
part one.
Yeah, so that video is actually it's embedded on my website, but it's, like, from Vimeo.
Okay, so in the back end, this is WordPress, right? So if I look at
in the back end, we put, like, a six-digit number.
That's all you put is a six-digit number? It's not like an embed, you know, href equals blah, blah, blah.
I think there's a special one for YouTube and there's a special one for Vimeo. Like a
plugin.
Because
Vimeo, YouTube's. Because you know when you embed YouTube, it usually looks like a video.
Yeah, exactly. But Vimeo, for some reason, isn't looking like that.
I don't know.
I don't want to use YouTube because it's got, after you watch the video, it pulls up a whole bunch of other things,
yeah,
and then they get distracted and.
Right. Right. No, I agree. Okay. Well, it's certainly worth asking them if they know, technically. Just say, you know, when I have that video in my thing, is there any way we can embed, we can make it look like a video player?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let them figure it out.
Because that'll get more clicks. Yeah, so let them figure it out. Just say,
yeah,
you want it to look like,
yeah,
a video player in your email, and how do I do that?
Yeah.
It'll get more clicks that way. But instead of saying, see this week's article here for more information about Bifidum, it's not really an article. It's a video, right?
Oh, that shouldn't be an article. That's just Sandy's error.
Yeah, so basically you want to direct them. You want to say, click on my picture to play the video.
Right.
And comment below it if you have anything to add. Tell them what to do.
Right.
Because people who are not tech savvy are going to say, see this week's article. Oh, well, there's an article down below. Don't mention the article.
Yeah,
confusing. One step all people can handle and not enjoy the video. Click on the link to watch the video and let me know in the comments.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. And think about whenever you're posting a blog or something like this, think about what are you going to tell them to do in the comments that's going to cause them to actually do it.
Right.
Right? So if you have anything to add. No, I don't have anything to add. No. Tell me your thoughts. Right? Tell me how, you know, tell me what probiotics you take. You know, and share with me if you have any favorite probiotic recipes, or maybe even something that everybody's going to apply. And tell me a little bit about how your digestion is.
Or something.
Right. You want them to comment. You want them to give you stuff that maybe you could use their language in something that you're going to spit back to them and offer them later.
Right. That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Or share with me, what's your biggest problem when it comes to your gut? Or your gut health?
Right.
Or your top questions about gut health, and I'll be happy to answer them on next time or on the blog or whatever.
Yeah,
but keep it simple.
True.
So this all came from Jane saying keep you know, less the less words the better when you want to get them to click to a video.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You can even say, instead of in this video we focus on, you could say, click on my picture to watch this video about bifidus strains and how important they are for your digestive health. Period. Done. Make sure you comment and tell me about your biggest digestive complaint.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
You know how you on some of the emails that you get where it'll show you. It's like in a condensed version. Like it'll show you the topic of that particular what they're talking about, and then you'll have like the first part of the paragraph, and there's a little box that you hit it and says read more. So like if you want more information on that.
That's what I'm trying to
do. Is that what you're trying?
Yeah, so I basically send my whole article to Sandy, and he takes the first little bit of it and then adds like a call to action, click to read more or whatever.
Okay, so you're the one that needs to do the abbreviated version.
Yeah, I think it's clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I need to write I need to have a separate publish the article and then write my newsletter separately.
Yeah, and write that little blurb. Yeah.
That's what I
would do. I mean, it's different with the article. The article, you can do it. But I would give them less and leave them, like, on a cliff.
Right.
Like, oh, what's next? Some of these benefits are surprising, .. Read more.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, because one of the things... One of the things, because I'm a scanner, so I'll get that little tempting little first liner. But if I have the whole text, I may not have the opportunity to go down and look at your other titles. And I'd rather get an email where everything on the first page, I know all the headings, and then I can scan and see which ones I want to read more about.
So you say like
at
the top?
So you
get the sections where you can click it and go to those? Or
no, not even. No, it's not an. It's not a. It's kind. Yes and no. An index is. Oh gosh, I'll have to. When one of those emails comes through, I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
Essentially, what it does is you're not doing two different texts. You're given the enticing information in the first sentence.
Yes.
And what it does is then there's a .. and there's a thing that says read more, and it's squashed down enough so that I can see almost all the topics. Without having to scroll down. One of the things, Steph, with yours is that your banner is so big that it actually takes up my whole page, so I always have to scroll down with you.
Yeah.
And so and I'm just telling you because I'm like, it's like a scanner and a top, and other people love the detail, but for like me, a lot of times I'm so busy I won't scan down. And you know who does it? I think it's Lynn McTaggart does that. I'll send you one of hers, an example of what I'm talking
Mike
about.
Mike Adams does it too. You know, I'm looking at this. You have a beautiful logo, the Food for Thought, and it gets lost over the green thing, the cucumbers.
Oh, yeah.
I would just pull it out, and I would just write at the top of your, just say Food for Thought, Empowered Articles, and then take your picture and put it as a picture in your personal notes.
Yeah.
So then they're connecting with you personally. But the very top is just that little skinny Food for Thought, Empowered Articles for the Deviant Foodie. It is hard to read over the green background.
Right. Yeah, they're going to redo the whole banner thing. So.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind that you don't want any background behind it. That on the white background would be really good. Because for people like Jane, then she'd see it, and then she'd see the title.
Right, but also the formatting, have the size of it be reasonable.
The size of it?
Yeah, be not too big.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I see on my page is your banner, and then I did see the title was great because it's what the probiotic companies don't want you to know.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And that actually brought me in. Like, that title was like, oh, I want to know. But that's all I see.
Right. Right. Okay, that's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah, but the only way to really see more, because a lot of those people that you're talking, they don't do a personal note. They just have the boom, 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 boom. And it is really nice to create this relationship with people in the personal note. So another option you have is you could have a little box at the top which just has a name of the different sections, the different articles that are in there.
Mm.
You know, what's in this issue?
Yeah, like an endless issue.
Yep.
Do you, Dr. Rita Marie, do you think on these emails, do you think it's better to have just script, or is it better to have like the professional laid out newsletter like Steph has? Is there information on which one works?
There's a mixed feeling in the industry. Some people say, yeah. Some people say you want graphics in your newsletter, but not a banner. And I think for that reason, you want people to get right into the heart of it. But a small, like a little thing, if it was just that logo, you know, very small at the top, but I think a banner at the top is not. And as far as the newsletter being a fan, it's mixed. If you really look at all the top players in the industry in health and also in marketing and all, some of them do and some of them don't. And some people say, oh, I always want to read it when it's fancy because then I know that it's professional. And other people say, oh, it's just a newsletter. I'm going to throw it in my box, whereas if it looks like it's a personal note to me, I'm going to read it.
So you can't please all.
No, you can't. I mean, the only way to really know is to split test, is to, you know, to run it, run the stats, see how much clicking you have and how much activity, do that for a month, and then go back and do it without it for a month. And just see. That's the only way to really know.
Well, I like all the pretty graphics. pictures, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's you can't, right, it's probably going to give you some split mix thing. When we did it on, we did a split test once on a sales page, and I read this gorgeous banner, and the program was about sex hormones, and it was like, you know, the sexy and vibrant at any age. It was a really nice banner. We tested the sales page with the banner and without the banner. We had, was like a third of the amount of people bought from the one with the pretty banner.
Oh.
It was that much more. Ah, and it was like, oh, my God, so we switched it. You know, we did that for the first week. We switched it and we picked it up. So I don't know what the reasons are. I have this book. It's called Split Testing. I have it around here somewhere. I bought it, you know, on one of those get the book free and pay $10 shipping things. But it's all about split testing of the different things, and you're shocked when you look and go, "What? That performed better than that." The plain ugly stuff seems to perform better.
Hmm.
And that's in a marketing environment. We don't know. You know, nobody's really done it in the health market. One person who does a lot of split testing is Yuri Alkame. Do you know him?
Well, just some of his work, yeah.
Yeah, well, he does a lot. He's really good with marketing. So if you want to know, watch what he's doing as he tests it. And he recently just went from having a plain newsletter to a fancier newsletter, but he splits it up all the time. I never know whether he's coming or going because he's always split testing and changing the way he does things. Anyway, but thank you, Steph. This is a great conversation, and let's see what they come up with. It'll be great.
Really appreciate your insight, you guys. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah. Okay, so Allison, you said you wanted to be next, so let's go for it. That was Allison,
Hi.
Right? Yeah, that was Allison.
Yeah. So I've got several things going on as ever. First of all, I acknowledge with others about the boundaries around pricing. And I found myself doing a couple of discovery sessions at last, but one has gone away to think about it. And I was supposed to ring them on Monday, but I was in bed. And she was thinking about £750 for a 3-month offer, which is way underpriced. And then the one who accepted a £500 one, she said, but I want to pay half now and half on the day. So that goes against all of the training that I've had. So those boundaries, they've got to be certain of them, haven't you?
Well, you know, the boundaries on that, taking a down payment is fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Making the barrier to entry small enough, as long as you've got the systems in place to take care of it. So if that's the case, since you haven't delivered the service until that day, although you are spending the back-end time, you're covered for your back-end time for reviewing her stuff. So if somebody says to me, yeah, I'll do it, but I'll pay on the day, then I would say absolutely no because of all the analysis work that happens before that. And I've gotten hosed on that kind of stuff before where somebody makes the appointment, they send me all their information. I spend an hour and maybe even longer going through their labs and stuff. I'm all ready for the appointment, and they don't show up. That's when I was doing in-person stuff. And I got, that's it. You pay in advance.
Yeah, I've had that before as well. So I've still got to get clear on that. Self-care has been a challenge. I just spent 5 days in bed with a viral flu-y thing. And I wouldn't have had that if I hadn't been burnt out and if I hadn't been, spent last Tuesday working from 8 a.m. to 11:15 p.m. just to try and clear up everything in my NHS, my health service practice, in time to go to Paris with my supplement company, which I then couldn't do because I was stuck in bed. So that's a challenge. So I think the main thing is I'm going to be putting off my free webinar slightly. It was going to be the 13th of May, but I'm going to be relaunching my website and really making the most of list building leading up to the free webinar, which at the moment is called Bioidentical Hormones, Myths, Methods and Magic, which came from my VIP day with Rita Marie, which was fabulous. And the course that I'm upselling to from that is The Busy Woman's Guide to Sleeping Through the Night. But that might need reverse engineering into a different free webinar. The other thing I'm putting together is a four-talk series, which I'm going to do four talks at each of my venues where I've got face-to-face in-person clinics, or which I wish to have, or I will have, or I potentially have.
And they can parallel whatever you do in a webinar. So anything you do as a webinar, you know, you basically, if four talks is plenty, you can get away with one. Like some people just have one signature talk, they tweak it a little bit for their audience. But because we talked about you repeating them within the same area, you need to have multiple so that you can have people keep attracting people in. But yeah, make sure that you're not, that they're almost identical. So all the same work that goes into creating a webinar, you use again to do for these talks.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that Stacey suggested, because she talked to me before, is walking podcasts, and that's a really interesting idea because one of the ways that I consume courses is by listening to them while I'm walking. And since walking in the country is very much part of what I do and what I stand for and a way of stress release for people, I thought I could combine them, my courses, to be consumed while people are walking. And that sort of walking meditation is one of those, part of those courses.
Okay, but five podcasts are generally free, so how are you going to monetize that?
Oh, okay, so I've just called them podcasts, but it's really walking courses.
Okay, so your course would have, so you basically would have a video, an audio as a course, and it could be just audio, or you can do video with a slideshow and then strip off the audio and then have people be able to download them. So there's a number of ways to do it, right? But easiest way to get started is just with doing the audio. So more power, just do it, and then you can always also hire somebody like Stacey. Sounds like she knows what she's doing. If you decided later you wanted to offer video training too, you'd say, here, make some slides for this.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I recently attended one of Kendall Summerhawk's free webinars, which was full of information. But the interesting thing was she actually had – actually all of her words on the slides, so it's going away from the way that face-to-face PowerPoint presentations have gone, but it worked really, really well because it wasn't the old-fashioned too much information stuff at all. It was really well organized, and I liked it, and it seemed to me that I could get the slides created by dictating a talk and then having it transcribed and then having that turned into PowerPoint presentations. And that would be a really good way of stopping stalling and stopping procrastination through planning,
right,
which we've also talked about already this evening, which is a big one of mine.
So whatever way is easiest. So if you have a hard time, like Jane was saying, having a hard time getting started writing, well, talk into your cell phone. And there's actually an app for this, rev.com. You can just talk into your cell phone and send the recording in and have them do it. So you're thinking about what your plan is going to be, and you're just like, you're off the top of your head, but imagine that you have all these great ideas and somebody's inside your head, but you speak them, and then somebody writes it all down for you.
Yeah. Now, what was the app called again?
Rev, R-E-V.com, R-E-V.com.
Okay. Because I heard you talking about that earlier, and I thought, wow, I've got to get hold of that app, definitely.
Yeah. And we don't use the app. I just found out they had an app from somebody who was doing that at a mastermind meeting I was at this weekend. He was recording his mastermind, and then he said, oh, I'm just going to send this off to rev.com, and I'll have the – and I'm like, I didn't know they had an app. I thought we'd have to upload – you know, it seems like a major thing to have to take the MP3 off your phone and then send it to your computer and then send it to them. But, no, so I'm going to look into that as well because there's a lot of that stuff that you can capture.
Yeah, especially since sometimes when I first started doing recordings on my phone, my VA at the time said it wasn't, you couldn't convert it into the online format. It was the wrong format. So to have it all changed like this is a really good step.
Yeah,
really good
absolutely.
Step.
Absolutely.
Now,
okay,
with
so
my
what specifically do you want help with today?
Yeah. So with my website tagline, and I'm sorry it seems to be a bit scatty with too many things, but with my website tagline, we've talked about having Dr. Alison Grimston setting you free from the hormone prison. And what Stacey is suggesting is we go with something a bit more generic and have the sections on the actual web copy to have the bit about free yourself from the hormone prison for that section, since I want to be attracting people about stress and about the professional speaking as well. And so she suggested the tagline like something like helping busy women. I really like the busy women instead of the professional women thing because I've certainly called myself a busy woman. In my mind's eye, I see myself as a busy woman. I don't necessarily see myself as a professional woman.
Yep, I love the busy woman. That's your kind of your avatar, that who you're attracting. I think helping busy women is too generic.
Yeah.
You know, something with the word health solutions. Helping is too generic. You have to have a result, some kind of result.
Yeah.
What are you going to help them with? You going to clean their house?
Yeah. I know, exactly. What I originally had was, what we were talking about was free yourself from the hormone prison and live life with vitality.
She's saying about making your headline a little bit more generic but not too generic. So it has to be something that solves a problem that busy women have, and it has to be related to their health, obviously, because you're a doctor and that's what you're working on.
Yeah,
if you're working on mindset with people, the goal is to help them with a health challenge. So and you could focus and then have right below it, though, so it's above the fold, some cute little boxes, like three of them, right?
Yeah.
Free yourself from the hormone prison. Open up your mind, you know, for more mental clarity. You don't want to lead with stress because people don't care about stress. It's what is the stress causing? What are the symptoms, right? So hormone imbalances, right? I just keep seeing this picture of this woman standing behind these bars trying to pull them apart, and she's sweating, and she looks like a, you know, typical menopausal type woman. You could have a picture of somebody who's, you know, just feeling overwhelmed and frazzled and not able to get anything done, which we all have been there, done that. You know, so think about what three problems you want to solve for people.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. For whatever those three problems are, then what's the language that connects those together for a busy woman? I mean, it could be as simple as, you know, energy boosting strategies for the busy woman, or self-care strategies for the busy woman. It could be I can't think off the top of my head right now, but I think I would like to see you have those three. What are those three main issues that you want to work with, that you're most passionate about working with people on? Come up with the nice language around those and then create the tagline from there.
Yeah. And we have for my system, Dr. Allison's hormone success system.
Yes. But that's the name of your process, your system.
Yeah.
Right. And a particular program, different programs will guide people through that hormone success system. You can work one-on-one with me to go through my hormone success system, and this is what we'll do. You can work in a group format to go through my hormone success system. This is how we do. You can come to my live talk about, or whatever the processes are, two, at most three,
yeah,
different ways,
yeah,
that you're going to take people through the hormone success system. And when you, yeah, can do that, that's going to structure your time with people on the personal level, too, because they say, oh, she has a system. Wow, that's great. Obviously, you can go through the system in whatever order is calling to you for the particular person, whereas if you're doing a webinar series, you're going to go through it in a set order.
Right. Okay, thank you. There's,
yeah,
more to think about. Any ideas, anyone on board?
I know, Jane, you didn't like the prison. So several people didn't like the hormone prison thing.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, you did. So somebody else didn't. I did, too.
Yeah, no, I loved it. Because you know what? You want to spark emotion.
Right.
Like, it got me right away. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly how I feel, because it makes somebody, you know, even though it might have a, you know, negative connotation, I'm sorry, when we're not feeling good, we're in a negative space. So it can relate.
If you went with that hormone prison, right, you could have three boxes below it that would give people, you know, get back your mental clarity, start sleeping through the night, because you talked about sleep as one of your systems, right? You know, sleep through the night. People who are having menopausal symptoms are certainly not sleeping through the night. You know, get a sound night's sleep, be clear and focused during the day, you know, strategies for spending more time with your kids, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a number of ways to go with it. And I think here's the beauty of it. It's all digital.
Yeah.
You play with it, you don't like it. I've changed my logo so many times. And now I don't even waste my time on it. I just send them to opt-in pages and work from there. My web page is not, the copy on my web page I don't like. It hasn't been changed in 5 years. Maybe longer. 2008. Okay, but that's not my main, you know, focus. Your focus needs to be on the materials, the opt-in pages, the ways you're going to get people into this webinar, and that you're going to really share with them. That's your open face to the world. Your website needs to look good, yes, but that's not going to be your main. It's not your main marketing tool. Not your main. Your homepage is not your main marketing tool. Make sense? So podcast, great. You know, record short little tips for women and put them on iTunes. Your person should be able to do that. And again, you could record them while you're going for a walk.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, makes sense. I was thinking that when I was walking amongst the birds today.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Lisa.
I don't have much. I just wanted to ask, what's the best way of capturing people? Okay, I'm working on the strategy session. It's going to go on my website soon, I hope. But if people want to make appointments, what's the best way to do that? The Gen Book, or who has experience with digital, or should they email? What is
the
best way?
No, definitely you want an online thing to keep track of it. There's
okay.
a number of them. Time Driver is probably the most economical, very easy
okay.
to use. I switched over from that. I still have an account with them till through the end of the year probably. But I'm now using something called Appointment Core, mainly because it interacts with Infusionsoft, and I have Infusionsoft. So you don't need to go that high-end with that. I would say Time Driver is probably a great – it's really easy to use. I know, Steph, you use Time Driver, right? It's like $29 a year or $50 a year. It's really inexpensive.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can do a free trial of it, so they'll give you like a month or two. I think they may have a free version of it that you can do for several months.
Well, I started using JoinMe, I mentioned last week, for my consultations. That works really well, but their free version just didn't work, so I had to buy it. But it's actually not that expensive. So.
It's not very expensive. Yeah.
No. And then I'm just working on the script for these strategy sessions. As I mentioned, I wanted to combine that with the enrollment conversation.
Right. So it's very easy to do, actually, because the beginning part of the enrollment conversation is just a great way to start your strategy session. So tell me, you know, what is it that you, if the health wasn't an issue for you, what would you be doing? You know, what is this hold keeping you back from? Or not, no, you have to use a positive language. So you can use that where you're getting them to describe that their pleasure place, you know, that place they want to move to. And then you move them back into, so let's talk about what's keeping you back from there. Let's talk about what's going on right now. You will have had a, with a strategy session, you will have information in front of you. So you could pick and choose from their words, and you flow right into, so what's going on, what's holding you back? Ah, when we talk about this, I see several places where there's some obstacles. So you share with them, here's some things you could do. And I, the way I usually work them is I'll go and I go, wow, if I was working with you on an ongoing basis, I would do this test, and then I would do this, and then I would share with you how to do this, and I just go through like an overview. And then by the end of it, they're going, well, how do I keep working with you? I want to keep going. I want all that done. But all the while, you're giving them not too much, but not, because you don't want to overwhelm them. Even if they've paid you $500 for an initial consultation, you're not doing them a service if you give them everything you think they need. Right? You can't. You'll overwhelm them. So I always tell people on the strategy sessions that I'm going to give them, you know, 2 to 3 things that they could walk away with that they could get started on right away and a long-term strategy for how to get whatever their problem is. You may see what I mean? And then that long-term strategy is your offer. That's how you flow them together.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, great. Yeah, that's it. I'm like Allison, I'm aiming to go paperless, so anything that can help. And also being, I don't know if I have to be, but HIPAA compliant. I think, you know, it's something I always have to think about, whether we have to be HIPAA compliant or not.
I mean, you know, I don't know that we are, I don't think HIPAA, I mean, obviously, I don't know that Allison even has HIPAA there, but I don't think if you're doing coaching with somebody, I always wonder about that. There are services who will say they're, like Google Drive is not HIPAA compliant, obviously.
Yeah. No, I mean, in England, I'm a member of BANT. I don't know, Allison, if you're a member of BANT. We're not even supposed to do telephone or conferences or calls. We're supposed to see people face-to-face, and then the second call we can do on the phone. So I hope they change that, but that's sort of where they're at.
Yeah, I know that's a problem. It's really about being behind more than anything. They were so behind. I mean, it was incredible when I started doing online work, and the advice from the medical insurance societies was, don't post anything on any social media ever. Basically. And meanwhile, I was doing all this online training and internet marketing and coaching, and you just have to put your disclaimers wherever you can, saying this is not a medical consultation.
And that would be a thing I would have people sign at the beginning, right, that it's really clear.
Yeah.
And that we're going to be,
if you
want to take part in having us be able to store some of your records, we make every attempt. We put password protection on it, but it's not HIPAA compliant, so we totally don't have to do that if you don't want to. So you sign that say, yes, I agree that this, you know, there is a risk that, there was a small risk that my information may not be as secure as I would like it to be. I have people do that when I do lab consultations or lab reviews on a call. I have them upload it and say, I agree to have, you know, Dr. Ademari review this. It's in a public forum, and, you know, it's okay to reveal this as is. And I tell them, if you want to preserve your privacy, you have to wipe things out. And that way they get that advantage. So I think it's just really being really clear up front with what you're offering to people.
Yeah, so using the disclaimers. Okay.
Yeah. We put together, I can share it with you. We're going to use it at the event this time, but it's a 3-pager. That's basically what we are having people now sign when they join like our year-long program, where they're going to be working with a variety of coaches on the thing as well as me, and it's basically to protect all of us. And I can share.
Well,
that
would be great if you could. Yeah, as a template, that would be great.
Yeah,
I mean, just
to
have an idea.
Yeah, after SIV, I'll do that. I'll load that up as one of our documents that we use.
And I had communicated with the software people, that blood chemistry software, because they're only when I did my login, it's only American units, and I needed the international units.
It's all there's the whole. It's not just international. It's totally. There's a total convert. Like it's completely. Let me see.
Maybe I was looking the wrong.
Yeah,
it,
you
it,
didn't
it's,
see
it's,
it.
Okay.
Yeah, they have, not only
click
do
on
they have, you can choose whether when you're putting the data in, but then they have this whole thing where you can convert it, you know, specific values.
Okay.
Blood chem, let's see, bloodchemsoftware.com, login, and you log in. You know, we were really pleased because they said originally they were, we were going to get one account where all of you got to log into and get to use, and they gave everybody an account.
Yeah, that was great.
You can't see each other's people. So I'm, like, overwhelmed with gratitude for what they did. So when you go in and you go to patients, who was that?
Sorry, I was just saying, yes, it's brilliant.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah. So if I go to patients, view patients, and I click on the patient, oh, it's see my account. I get to see everybody's people. That's kind of cool. I don't know if I can click them. Yeah. So, in when you put the person in, okay, add new lab test. When you click on add new lab test, it says patient name, test date, which lab profile you want to use, and then units: conventional USA or standard international.
Okay, there it is. Okay, good. Okay, because I
got it.
And he showed on the screen, and I couldn't change my. Okay, good. I'll just input it first, and then.
You add your person, and then you add your lab, and then for each lab, so you can have somebody. Like I have somebody who she lives on the border, and sometimes she gets direct labs, and she goes down into the U.S. and gets her stuff done, and other times she goes to her doctor up there and gets it done, and. We could just put in whichever lab she's done, we can put it in those units, just on the individual lab.
Well, I think it's fantastic. Thank you for making this available to us.
Very welcome. Great. And he's offered to come in and do a call with us in May, end of May.
Oh, fantastic.
And teach us more about it and all that. So, yeah.
I use his question. You know, I use his questionnaire. I looked at your retreat stuff from the last retreat and about having to deal with the, you know, yes, buts or money issues or whatever. So I'm trying to memorize the, you know, how to deal with people's sort of objections. And then I saw your questionnaire there as well. That could be a good pre-session questionnaire.
For this exactly what you're doing, that's what I use.
Yep.
So
yeah.
If you use that, and I have all the questions there, you could just put it in your own format, however you want to do it. So,
Well, very useful.
Good. You're welcome.
Well, that's about it. Yeah.
Great. Awesome. So this has been awesome. Does anybody want to go around and just share one thing you learned from somebody else's sharing? So let's start. Let's go back around the way we came. So who started? Was it who started?
I did, Jane.
Jane.
Okay, Jane, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. There was so much.
Just one. It doesn't have to be the best one. It doesn't have to be the perfect one. Just one.
I don't know. Maybe in listening to all the newsletter kind of stuff and maybe the when you were talking to Allison about the solve three problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the number three, so I'll start there.
Great. Super. Wonderful. Who else? Jeff?
Is Steph there?
Okay, so hello?
Steph,
hello?
You might have yourself on mute.
Yeah, I've been having struggles with that today. I got a lot out of this imposed and actual deadline talk that we had at the beginning with Jane. That makes a lot of sense to me. thank you for that.
Yeah. So even if you've got something that's coming out at the end of May, beginning of June, announce it. Not just to yourself or to your study buddy or to us, but let your list know. I mean, you have a newsletter. You could easily say, I'm creating a course and I'm going to be launching it in May. What are some of the three top things you want to know about having the best gut health possible, or about overcoming your headaches, or you know, whatever? You could do that right in your newsletter.
Yeah, I can do that in my next newsletter, so that there's actually a thing, and it's not just a thing in my imagination. But
exactly, said it out loud.
Yeah, that makes
You've
sense.
You said it out loud. You guys have all heard my story about my first online, other than my green cleanse, but my first real online program where I got a lot of people in. And how I just said it was going to happen, and then I made it up after I got people signed up for it. You don't have to put that much stress on yourself, but you can do it similarly, you know, announce it, tell people it's coming, get them on a waiting list. You have the ability to do that with a shopping cart, right? You can just say, sign up here if you think you're going to, you know, you're going to want to be involved, or if you want to get the first notice of it before anybody else. And then you can just put them in an autoresponder. You can send out an email to them 3 or 4 hours before you make the announcement to everybody else.
What is the software for that?
She's got one shopping cart. There's a number of different softwares where you can do autoresponders. Hers incorporates shopping cart where she can sell it. So oneshoppingcart.com. I actually have an affiliate link for that somewhere, but I never use it. And also, there's also Infusionsoft, which is more the $300 a month, the Cadillac version. Allison uses something called Coach's Console, which incorporates all that. But that's also like in the $250 range, but it also has memberships and a whole bunch of other stuff. And then there's AWeber. We've talked about it before, MailChimp, or there are good ways to get started to just be sending out your emails in. And MailChimp, you could start it for $10 a month. Right? And don't let, you know, analysis paralysis step in to say, oh, I got to now analyze every single last bloody autoresponder program, and then I'll make my decision 6 months later. You know, just read a few, pick one, do it. If you don't like it, pick another.
Yeah.
But it helps you to be able to write to people and then gather names when they're on your website. Okay. And so I have you there. So what is one thing that you picked up that you're going to look into for yourself from something somebody else shared?
I need to really define my avatar, my patient, my ideal patient more clearly.
Great. So when are you going to do that?
Yeah, like this week, by Friday.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You can post it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Post it to the Facebook page.
The chat.
And ask people to, you can post it to me, but you can also post it to the Facebook page. And you can just ask people's opinions. This is my description of my ideal client. Anybody have any thoughts? No, use the community. It's awesome. It's an awesome community. Allison.
Yep. My great thing was the app, which you first started talking about when you were talking to Jane about the app for recording calls and sending the transcript back. That's a big time saver, potentially.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
Massive.
So as long as I have you here, what's one thing you're going to do as a follow-up to this that you're committed to do?
I'm going to explore that app, and on Friday I'm going to make some phone calls.
Great. Awesome. Thanks. And Lisa already said she's going to do her ideal patient, her ideal client. What about Steph? What are you going to do?
Okay, I just muted myself again.
Okay.
I'm going to finish my marketing calendar. I'm like making a marketing calendar for the year, and I'm going to finish my opt-in page and videos for the program.
Yay! Great. When are you going to do that by?
Well, what's the date today? I guess I can't do it this week. I'll have it done by the end of April. So it'll be done by the end of April. Okay.
Perfect. Jane, we already have you, right? You committed that you're
going to... You already got me.
All right. Good. Well, guys, this has been awesome. I'm disappointed that you're all only Steph is going to be with us this weekend, but I look forward to connecting after, and if you're going to be on the webcast, that would be great, and if not, we will talk to you next time.
Oh, I'm going to do the webcast.
Hey.
I'm going to be there. Thank you.
Yay. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.